I don't know the answer on it. I'm just saying shifting over to 100% commercial is a drastic
whatever step. We do, Susan, you can blame us.
That's okay.
Well, what I'm trying to tell you, though, is the appraisal stays the same. You realize that.
If you're, I understand the appraisal, but this doesn't say that.
You're 100,000, but you're just deciding whether you're a business this person says or not. And
increase.
My question on the first one, even, do you have a business license with the city of Branson?
Well, it's not up to you to ask that question of them at this point. So we, you know, that's not your decision.
I would agree that the statute is unclear about when you're talking about classification versus, in other words, I understand you're reading it based on if you go up 15%, you got to do a physical inspection. I don't think the physical inspection would make any difference in the classification issue, but that's the problem. If you're right, it's not there.
What about, so right now it's based on 50% plus one?
No. She changed
individual days.
Everything.
No, I'm talking about now, before it was changed.
Well, now is
okay,
changed. Before it was, if you were, it's however many days that you self-report. If I, out of 365 days, I rented it out for 200 days, correct me if I'm wrong, 200 days is you were taxed at the classification of commercial, 32%. The other 165.
If you didn't report, what was it just plugged in?
You have to go into the program, and their
valuation is 12% difference from last year.
I'm sorry.
So is
the appraised valuation of this property
of this particular one? I hear you.
Is 12%?
Right.
I just sat here and figured.
I know we're kind of talking. We're not talking just this particular property here.
But you said this here had went up over 15%. It has not.
Yeah.
You said that a minute ago.
I don't think I meant it on this one. If I did, I'm correct.
Okay. That's the understanding I got.
I haven't even given much bandwidth to this.
So it's based on self-reporting now?
So and people ignore
it. That was all me, residential, even though I had income from that.
So what's happening, like he pointed out, the neighbors call, they complain, and again, we kind of got caught off guard because City of Branson started requiring not only the business license, but you got to be paid up and in the clear on it, on all your taxes before you can even get your business license. And so then it comes through, well, we didn't provide their business personal property account to show it was clear. Well, that's because they never bothered to set one up. So now I am also obligated to set up business personal property accounts on every single nightly rental. And so you can see we're massively increasing what we have to do. And you're a lawyer, so you realized you probably could not tell your people that they don't have to go comply with Branson's business license thing. I mean, you just can't arbitrarily say, "Oh, I don't feel like being a business today. That's not what I am." You either are or you're not. I mean, when I had the liquor store, I was either selling liquor out of it or I locked the door. But even if I'm just sitting in the store with the door locked, it's still the business.
Let me ask you another question.
Yeah.
What is subclass one real property? Subclass one real property, what is that? Is that residential or do we know?
I don't know.
Well, the statute, when they're talking about this 15% thing, says any parcel of subclass one real property.
I believe it is, David. I believe it is real estate.
Residential.
Yes.
Okay, so that would not apply to commercial.
The way I interpreted the statute, yes, it only, that the 15% only applies to subclass one, which is residential.
Because we can also go inside businesses, you know that.
Because the notice. The statute you're reading refers to this statute, which is the notice statute, and the notice statute only applies to residential real property. let's hear what she has to say, and then if we need to table this until we have more discussions on it, maybe we can.
Sure.
I'd like to get some information on this specific one. Is this our last one for the morning?
No.
Okay. So let's go.
Wes is looking at me over here like this is going to take forever, guys.
All real property improved with residential structure, bed and breakfast inns, land used as, and it's got more stuff. I have to be a lawyer to sign into the rest, but that's, it's really kind of going with that statute.
It said bed and breakfast too?
Bed and breakfast and timeshares are part of residential. You know that part of the statute.
Okay, so they're classifying bed and breakfast under the statute as residential as well.
But you have to actually be living in it? And you can only rent 6 rooms or less.
Ah.
Then you're a resident.
So they specifically carved out an exception for those.
They did. Specific.
What was that?
And they've carved out an exception for bed and breakfast for if you live in it and it's under 6 units, then they're still going to classify you as residential.
So I've got that one here.
I can guarantee you that the timeshare companies are going to their legislators about trying to get a solution to this, too.
Well, they were already working with me, so that was very promising.
Yeah.
Even they're admitting it's a business.
Yeah. But at least with them, they have a mixed use. It's not a bright line. You're 100%,
right.
So it's not as much of a problem for them.
Well. Hello.
Hello, Rebecca. This is Jeff Reynolds from the. Yeah, this is Jeff Reynolds from Taney County Board of Equalization. Did I catch you okay, time?
It is. Yes.
So we have your appeal before us right here. Is there anything you would like to share with us?
Well, I'm not really complaining about what you have it like the price that it's raised as. I'm just, it hasn't been all commercial, 100% commercial in the past, and that's what I guess I am.
Okay.
Opposing.
Do you use this personally, or?
We do. We use it personally and for nightly rental.
Okay. And approximately how much do you use it personally?
Well, we only rent it out about a third of the time, so I guess about two-thirds is about for us, and we bring down my sisters or something like that for family, but, you know, we don't charge them when they come with us or something.
Sure.
Rebecca, is this the only... Yeah. Rebecca, this is David Akers, I'm another board member. Do you have any other properties that you do this with, or is this just this one?
It's the only one that we manage. We have a property at the cabin with the Thousand Hills managers, and we have one out at the village at Indian Point that they manage. We don't do that, anything. I mean, I don't manage them. I don't book them.
Okay, but those other properties get a notice of assessment as well? Or change in classification? No.
So it rents for about a third of the year, but on your sheet here it says that it's available for 365 nights of the year.
It is. But it doesn't rent that much.
Right, sure.
So I don't know.
So under the
I've never done this, so I don't know what I'm doing, and we're just trying to make it, you know, help. We feel like if we have nightly rental, it brings people to Branson, and it helps, you know, bring money into Branson.
I 100% agree with you.
If you keep taxing us more and more and more, then we can go other places, or we can, you know, not put it on nightly rental and bring other people in. I don't know.
We
want to keep doing this.
No, this is going to work.
Yeah. Rebecca, Rebecca, I tell you, let me tell you what we're struggling with, and that is, we've got motel owners who are taxed 100% commercial who also rent rooms by the night, 365 days a year. And then we've got somebody else that's renting rooms who's not taxed 100% commercial. Do you see the problem that we're having?
Well, they're not letting their families stay there for free either.
Sure.
Yes, they are.
And you're using it for some of the time down there. Yeah, you're using it some of the time personally.
That's what we feel. We feel that we're not the same ball game as a motel.
Well, a couple other questions. I mean,
but I guess you have to say so.
Here's what has changed here, Rebecca, is last year under the way it had been being done for I don't know how many years it had been done like this. I know it was still a contentious issue, and this was the compromise that they came up with at the time. Was the nights that were rented out. So if let's say it was a third in this regard, so it was 100 and however many nights, 120 nights, was used out of the year, you were taxed for that 120 nights at the commercial rate of 32%. The other 240 nights, five or whatever, you were taxed at the 19% rate. Okay, that's the way it had always been done up until 2020. This year, we got a new assessor in, and the assessor has made this change to where she made every nightly rental 100% commercial. So you're paying for 365 nights out of the year, you're paying the commercial rate of 32%. That's why your taxes went up. So that's where we're at. It is a very difficult issue that a lot of good people disagree on. It's just one of those tough things that I know the assessor is just trying to be fair with the hotels and what's going on. It is a very difficult thing. So, I liked it the way it was. I mean, there was no perfect way of doing it. It did require self-reporting.
Have you ever reported to the assessor before?
Have you ever reported? You have? Okay.
Yes.
Go ahead.
We spend my county nights a year, and I would go back to my residence and actually count every night and put it down. I thought I'd been as honest as I could, you know.
Susan, do you have something?
Yeah, I have a question. So you're staying here, let's say, a third of the year. Do you have a residence somewhere else that you actually own that you live in? Do you have a residence that you normally live in full time versus this condo that you also rent?
Yes.
Okay. And do you
I live in Kansas County, Missouri, Northwest.
Okay. And do you pay real estate taxes on that property?
Yes.
And do they give you a break for the third of the year that you're staying here?
You don't get a break for it. That's a leading question. So obviously you don't. Where are you going with this?
I don't get a break because I don't know what's under residential rate.
I'm going with this is that people have a residence and that this is something that they've bought for a business. They're using it for vacation, but they're also using it as a business, which makes it, because they're collecting sales tax, it's 100%. We are not throwing them out of their home.
Well, of course we're not. But one thing that Branson was built on, and I know, and I mean, our area, we bring people from Kansas City, St. Louis, Springfield. They buy a second vacation home here. They use it to vacation. They obviously have another residence. Hold on. So it's people buy their home and it never gets rented out. And now there's a new way of doing things, and it's people can buy a home, they can offset some of those costs and use it for a vacation.